The Osgood Files, sponsored by BASF. Through science and sustainable innovation, BASF enables its customers to meet the current and future needs of society. BASF, we create chemistry. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. To understand how a hurricane works, you have to examine its structure, which is tough to do. But what if you could capture one and bring it into a laboratory?
This tank is the largest wind wave facility in the world.
More after this from Charlie. The Atlantic hurricane season is officially here, and now researchers have a new tool to study it.
The wind is gradually getting stronger and stronger as it's coming up here, and it's ramping up to a Category 5.
CBS's Mark Strassman got a tour of the University of Miami's 75-foot hurricane tank.
What was it like when you cranked it up the first time?
Full blast.
It was chills.
Brian House is the director of the Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science, home of the hurricane tank, which has a 1,700-horsepower fan, creating winds of 157 miles an hour, blowing across 40,000 gallons of seawater, sending a storm surge crashing onto a miniature beach. Eventually, they plan to build a scale model of the port of Miami, but for now, the waves crash into a model of a little beach house on stilts. The idea is to predict the rise in sea level based on the speed of the wind and the slope of the beach.
It's the heat of the ocean that powers the hurricane. We know that gasoline drives a car, but if you didn't know how much you were pouring into the engine, you wouldn't know how fast it's going to go.
What this is going to help teach you is how the gasoline gets into the engine of the hurricane.
Exactly.
It also looks like it would be an excellent educational tool for anybody thinking about riding out a hurricane in their little beachfront bungalow. Not to mention a much safer way for reporters to cover hurricanes.
I'm standing now on the roof of the tank. Below me, the hurricane has grown louder, more powerful, a raging Category 5.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.